Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Carmanah Technologies Corporation Fourth Quarter 2014 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. Before beginning its formal remarks, Carmanah would like to remind listeners that certain portions of today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that can cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in these forward-looking statements. For more information on the forward-looking statements and the company's risks and uncertainties relating to such forward-looking statements, please read Carmanah's annual report as filed on their SEDAR and which is also posted on their website, www.carmanah.com. All currency amounts are expressed in U.S. dollars, with the exception of the company's TSX-listed share price, which is quoted in Canadian dollars. The company's financial statements are prepared in accordance with IFRS or International Financial Reporting Standards. During this call, the company may also refer to adjusted EBITDA, a non-IFRS financial measure, which is calculated as earnings before interest, income taxes, amortization, stock-based compensation, and various one-time charges, which are detailed in their publicly filed management discussion and analysis. Carmanah uses this metric internally in addition to others to make strategic decisions and evaluate their performance. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I would like to remind everyone that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, March 11th, 2015, at 2:00 P.M. Pacific Time and 5:00 P.M. Eastern Time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. John Simmons, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. As the operator said, I'm John Simmons, and I'm joined on this call today by Stuart Williams, our Chief Financial Officer. We're pleased to be presenting our financial results for the final quarter of 2014 and for the full year. Stu and I are in different cities today, so if we appear to be a bit disjointed, this is the reason why. Now, before we get started today, I wanted to say a few words about some recent staff announcements. Earlier this month, we announced that Evan Brown will join us on April 1st as Chief Financial Officer and will replace Stu in this role at that time. While I'm excited that Evan will join us, I want to take a few moments to recognize Stuart. Shortly after I arrived at Carmanah about 18 months ago, I asked Stu to step up and into the CFO role. Stu, who is still early in his career, was cautious and noted that he did not have the requisite experience for the position, but he did know Carmanah very well. Given the immediate needs at the time to effect change, he agreed to take on the role. It was a big jump for him, and through this period, he's made up for his inexperience with hard work, often 7 days a week of hard work. Stu, I'm grateful for your efforts and contribution. I'm delighted that you've agreed to stay with Carmanah as we undertake our growth plans.
Thanks, John.
On to our 2014 results. As has been our practice for these calls, I will start with some brief comments and then open the floor for questions or comments. I see that we have a growing number of people on the call, and which is great, and I hope for lots of interaction. Our fourth quarter was a continuation of the improving performance that we had experienced in 2014's preceding three quarters. In the quarter, revenues grew to $13.5 million, which was 70% more than Q4 in 2013. The increase was due in part to the inclusion of $3.3 million of revenue derived from Sol Inc, which we acquired in July 2014. However, even without Sol, we achieved revenue gains of just about 40% in the quarter. As well, our efforts to improve gross margins continued in Q4, when we picked up a single gross margin point as compared to Q4 2013. Maybe here I should say a word or two about margins. Market conditions and our competitive position varies across our business lines. For example, our solar EPC business margins are lower than those in our other lines for competitive reasons, and also because this is a solely Canadian dollar business, which we report in U.S. dollars. My point here is that while we are working to improve margins by having better daily discipline with sales practices, more efficient distribution, and working to affect lower production costs, you can expect to see some margin variability in specific quarters as sales mix changes and exchange rates fluctuate. Generally, however, over the course of several quarters, we hope to produce steady margin improvement. In 2014, we picked the low-hanging fruit in this respect, and gains forward will not be as rapid as in 2014. But we do think there's still room to improve. Our operating costs were up in Q4, reflecting the inclusion of Sol. In a previous call, I spoke about the Sol acquisition weighing us down and warned that you could expect higher costs as we work to integrate Sol into Carmanah. This was certainly reflected in Q4. And I'll comment further on the Sol integration in a few minutes. Improved sales and better margins, however, overcame slightly higher operating costs in Q4 to produce positive net income of about $300,000 as compared to a loss in 2013's Q4 of $900,000. More importantly, adjusted EBITDA was up in the quarter to $1 million from essentially nil in 2013. So that's the quarter. Let me now comment on our full year 2014. Including our fourth quarter, revenues for the year increased by $17.8 million to $43.7 million, an increase of nearly 70%. Remembering that our full year included revenues from Sol for only the last two quarters, our organic revenue increase was nearly 50%. As in Q4, our year-over-year margins were up substantially for the year, finishing at 34.7%. Those of you who were on this call at the end of Q3 will remember that our higher margins included an anomaly which saw us reporting some unusually high margins. This anomaly resulting from the conversion of a beta development project to revenue still has an impact on margins, but the difference is quite insignificant on a full year basis. Total operating costs came in for the year at approximately the same level as in 2013. However, there was significant changes that this almost equal result obscures. In 2014, we achieved significant operating cost reductions in the organic Carmanah business, which was offset by the inclusion of Sol's operating costs for the last 6 months of the year. And again, I'll comment on the Sol integration in a few minutes. So looking at our full year profitability measures, we were up substantially in 2014. Net income of approximately $1 million replaced a loss of $5.6 million in 2013. Equally, adjusted EBITDA of $3.5 million replaced an adjusted EBITDA loss of $2.8 million in 2013. Obviously, we're delighted by these results. At the outset of 2014, we set what we thought were audacious goals for the year. And while we don't disclose budgets, I can tell you that our actual results far exceeded our expectations. It was exciting, and our entire staff, most of whom are listening, are deserving of congratulations from me on behalf of our board and shareholders. Good work, all. Let's keep it up. We saw improvement in 2014 there as well. By year end, our working capital had doubled to about $16 million, and remained debt free. At this level, we're fully capitalized and capable of maintaining current operations and financing future organic growth expectations from our balance sheet as it stands. The balance sheet was beefed up by over $7 million in new share issuances by way of private placements in the year. Our board showed its faith in our future by taking up the majority of these new shares and now collectively own more than 60% of the issue and outstanding shares of the company. I'd like to turn to some non-financial developments that also occurred in the year. There were a couple of developments that I'd like to talk about, two large internal projects and one acquisition during the year. First was the change in an ERP system. This was a 9-month long project culminating in the fourth quarter with the development of a new system on a Sage platform. This system, which is appropriately sized for our current business and should be good for our future growth prospects, will provide us with far better operating information at much reduced cost. In 2015, we'll continue to build on our new platform with the deployment of a new CRM and a new cloud-based portal that will help us to be open for business 24/7. Next, we worked through the year to select and prepare for the transition of our contract manufacturing to a new partner. For the past few years, we've enjoyed a relationship with Flextronics, which has manufactured and shipped most of our products to our distributors and customers. As part of an overall review of our operations in early 2014, we determined that the Carmanah-Flextronics relationship was not an optimal fit for us. By mid-year, we had selected a new partner, Creation Technologies, which has been busy establishing our production lines. We've begun the transition now and expect to wind down our work with Flextronics over the next number of months as the transition to Creation completes. At this time, I'd like to thank Flextronics for their service to us and let them know that we appreciate their cooperation in helping us with the transition. Our final significant corporate event was our acquisition of Sol, which, as earlier mentioned, was completed on July 2nd. And we've been busy since then working on integration. Our integration plans will be complete by mid-year 2015 and are progressing really well. We've developed a new hybrid product line that comprises the best of the legacy Carmanah and Sol lines. We're transitioning these products from self-manufacture, which was Sol's fulfillment approach, to contract manufacturing, and we've opened a new sales office in Stuart, Florida. We're in the middle of the final back office transition to Carmanah staff in Victoria, and within a month or so, we will fully decommission Sol's plant in Palm City, Florida. When complete, we think we'll be able to undertake much larger volumes of business and be able to do so with lower overhead and operating costs. Most of what we undertook to complete in 2014 went very well, but not everything. Through the year, we continued to be dogged by an ongoing lawsuit that was launched against us about 18 months ago, alleging patent infringement and related false advertising. Through this period, we received repeated positive indications as the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has reviewed the validity of our and the plaintiff's patents, but still the suit is outstanding, which for us is time-consuming and expensive. We maintain the view that the suit is without merit and will continue to defend ourselves. However, perhaps the more disappointing than the suit itself has been the actions of our insurance company and its broker. After initially denying that the suit had covered claims, our insurer has laterally allowed that some claims coverage is included in our policy. Unfortunately, we've been unable to recover our costs from the insurer. And after months of effort, we've reluctantly launched our own lawsuit against our insurer and broker for the recovery of costs and damages. To our continued disappointment, I expect this matter, both the lawsuit leveled against us and our suit against the insurer, to continue for some time to come. So let's take a quick look at 2015 and beyond. All in all, 2014 was a great year, and we're eager to keep the drive alive in 2015. And we think we now have a good platform for growth. I want to stress that our most important growth initiative will be organic growth. In this respect, we will seek to improve our distribution coverages so that all applicable world markets are able to source Carmanah products from high-quality, dedicated distributors, resellers, and integrators. Through these ever-improving distribution channels, we will seek to grow sales of our existing products and achieve additional lift from the sale of new and upgraded products and systems as these become available. However, in addition to organic growth, we'll also seek to deepen our impact on certain markets by making strategic acquisitions. Our targets in these respects will be companies that can combine with the Carmanna business and together have the potential to be the best in the world. Our work in this final respect has begun. Recently, we announced that we had put in place a new credit facility with CIBC that includes a senior debt acquisition line of credit. And we've built as we build the financial capability to undertake acquisitions, we have also begun conversations with a number of companies that we would like to consider. While it is too early to say whether any of these conversations will come to fruition, we're excited by the prospects. So in summary, in 2015, we plan on continuing our quest for greater efficiency in our operations. We're going to seek, as a priority, the achievement of organic growth, first through distribution improvement, and then through new product development. And finally, and only if we can do so prudently, we'll seek to acquire businesses where we think we can become the best in the world. Okay, operator, that's it for me. I'm happy to receive questions.
Great, thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. There will be a delay before the first question is announced. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone, and we'll stand by for your first question. Our first question is going to come from Mike Plaster. Please go ahead with your question or comment.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon. Just a few quick questions from me. With the transition to Creation Technologies, just wondering if there's going to be any significant changes to your inventory levels that you'd be carrying with either with the transition and then I guess going forward with the new company.
No, Mike, I don't really think so. I mean, we're going through a bit of an inventory bump as we have. We really had to cover production requirements in both places at a single time. So those will level out a little bit. But generally, we don't expect there's going to be any marked difference in inventory levels as a result of this change.
Okay, great. And just looking at the results for the quarter, I guess, for the illumination segment, the gross margin there seemed a little bit lighter than usual this quarter. Just wondering if there was anything in there. Was there any product write-downs or any competitive pricing or anything?
No, I don't think so. And I think margins are in line with what we would expect in that division.
Oh, okay. So going forward, because I think in the past we'd sort of used kind of more the low to mid 30s as kind of a benchmark. Should I maybe shift that thinking a bit lower?
No, John, there definitely was some write-offs that went through in Q4 with respect to the outdoor lighting segment. So, you know, probably, you know, 26-27%, which is what we achieved, is a little low. It's probably more like the low 30s or 30 range would be more appropriate there.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, great. That helps. Okay, and looking, I guess, sort of to some of your U.S. business, I'm thinking more in terms of the traffic products here. Just wondering how you're finding order flow there from some of your municipal customers. Does it seem like they're getting some more room in their annual budgets?
You know, the inbound order in our traffic group has been pretty brisk so far this year. But, you know, it can always be a bit lumpy. These are always project revenues. We win some, we lose some. So using that as a barometer for what might be happening for municipal customers across the country would be, I think, a bit of a reach. But But generally, our order flow has been pretty good this year. And I think our traffic backlogs are at, Stuart, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think our traffic backlogs are probably slightly higher levels than they were in the fourth quarter.
Okay, that's helpful. That's it for me. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. Our next question is going to come from Nick Murray. Please go ahead with your question or comment.
Hi, it's Mac from Cormark. In terms of the margins, we already spoke about the illumination margin. In terms of the other sectors, other verticals, was there anything unusual that actually helped revenue, or sorry, helped the margin at all in the quarter?
No, I don't think so. Stuart?
No, nothing unusual.
Okay, so with the exception of what you talked about in terms of illumination, then we can look at these margins as sort of reaching your expectations, and there's really nothing going on that you expect to introduce where you'll have a similar effect as you saw in Q2 of 14.
Yeah, Mac. No, I mean, cutting out the anomaly that we've talked about, we're kind of on what I would call a long-term plan to move our margins up. And this started about a year ago, and I think it's fair to say we've made the easy changes and made the easy gains up until now, and the tougher gains are probably in front of us rather than behind us. I think we should strive. These are highly specialized products that are quite unique, and again, I'm thinking more of our signals products, and we should be striving for higher margins on these products. We're going to get there to some extent through clever engineering and cost reductions, always mindful not to reduce quality. And I would hope over time we can have some effect on prices as well. But price changes in volume-sensitive markets are things that have to be measured in a competitive sense, and we'll do so as we move along. But it's our view that our margins should be higher, and we're working towards this. But I think it's going to be a grind over the next year or so.
And is the move to change your contract manufacturer a response to that sort of view that it's going to be tough doing what you were doing before? Or is there a flexibility issue that your new manufacturer was able to provide?
You know, I think that the connection between that decision to move to Creation and our margins is really sort of unrelated, to be fair. Creation is a business that focuses on customers just like Carmana, and as such is particularly skilled and focused at turning what are reasonably small volumes of specialty items, some of which are individually configured, turning those out in a very rapid manner. And so what we really think we're going to get from the Creation relationship is to be able to attain a much higher service level, and to be able to deliver products to customers far more rapidly. I think that will improve our competitive situation, and if we can improve our competitive situation, it takes pressure off our distributors to hold inventories. It takes there may be some price concessions, positive price concessions that we can win over time. So there is a related margin relationship potentially, but mostly it's a service level.
Okay. And in terms of average selling prices, are you seeing those staying roughly at the same levels, or are you in a situation where you're adding features and able to keep the ASPs where they are despite, say, more competition? Or can you speak to, in the key verticals, what you're seeing on pricing pressure?
Here there's not a consistent answer that I can give you across the board. These are all dependent on the competitive mosaic in which we participate. Sometimes we're developing products with additional features just to stay even, and sometimes the additional features we can be paid for handsomely. And it varies a little bit from place to place around the business.
Okay.
So that sounds like I'm trying to not answer your question. That's not the case. I just don't really know how to answer your question sort of completely.
Okay, moving to operating expense. Obviously, it's increasing given the various initiatives and things you've spoken about, but in terms of the percentage of revenue, it's come down. Do you think your headcount, are you comfortable with it stabilizing here, or when you look over the next 12 months, are there particular verticals where you need to add people?
I think that our headcount is actually still going to trend down a little bit, mostly as a result of the Sol integration. And these are production workers. We have to be a little careful in this comparison because we had production workers in Sol, and we are transitioning to a contract manufacturing operation. And so we will lose some employee headcount in that manner, although, you know, there is equal work activity happening by the contract manufacturer. But we knew that we were going to be weighed down temporarily by the addition of Sol, but the integration synergies that we're achieving as we bring its back office into Carmanas Victoria operation is taking hold. We will have fewer overall people, and our current forecast for the end of Q1 headcount will be about 79 people. And to put that in a position of contrast, when I arrived at Carmana about 18 months ago, there were 68 people in total. That was total headcount. So our headcount is up by about 10 people, but that is including the Sol acquisition. So it's a markedly more efficient system that we're operating.
Okay. And on sales and marketing, in terms of initiatives or programs that you need to introduce for new products, is there anything sort of big that's coming down that down the road that we might see a bump up in terms of that activity, or is that essentially headcount?
No. Well, first of all, I don't expect at current levels of operations our headcount to have to increase in order to increase sales. That's the first point I'd make.
Mm-hmm.
Our sales increase will come from our existing people working to broaden our distribution capabilities. In other words, cover parts of the globe where we are either not covered at all, or where we have distribution that's less than optimal. So that's kind of where sales growth will come from in the early stages. So I don't anticipate any step variable or in order to achieve sales growth.
Okay.
So that's step number one. Is there anything of a good, you know, and I think the balance of your question was, is there any substantive expense that we will have relating to, a marketing activity for a new product or a new system or something? The answer is kind of yes and no. Nothing specific to a specific product we have in mind, but we are putting, we are investing in some web-based systems, as I mentioned in my comments, so that we will have a 24/7 web-based portal at some point in time in 2015, sooner rather than later, I hope. That allows us to be transacting business 24/7, kind of around the world, and should allow us to be able to take up some sales growth without having to increase our headcount.
And presumably, that activity is promoted by the existing people to get traffic. It's not something that then requires a huge marketing program to draw attention to that.
Well, that's right. Mostly these will be existing distributors, resellers, and integrators who are going to be who we would see accessing our systems in this manner. So while the world is big, our community is pretty small.
Okay. And then lastly, on the M&A, your focus on sectors where you could be a market leader is the terminology used. And can you define a little bit about what that market leader would look like in your verticals? Like, are we talking someone, an entity that has a 5% market share, or is it dominating, or is it simply a leader in the best, most functionality in a product, or is it, like, what, how do you want us to think about what a market leader looks like for you?
So Carmana, as you know, has a group of rather specialized businesses, and the markets in which we compete are all for except for one are reasonably small markets, and I would say they're big enough to be plenty interesting to us. But they're not so big that very large companies that we would fear in competition are likely to reach down and into these specialized market spaces. The outlier for us is the solar EPC business, which is a very large worldwide business, where, you know, quite frankly, we do our work very well there, but we don't do anything particularly unique as compared to other competitors. In those other markets, which will become the focus of our attention, we want to we would seek to acquire businesses that bring to us some attributes that we can find synergies with. And it could be market share, it could be product line offering, it could be skill sets that we simply don't have. And we would like to see businesses that we can, that obviously have great management, but should be able to take those things that we do at Carmana and combine under that great management to become market leaders. So more in the specialized series of businesses that we're in. And, you know, and as we move forward, I think our shareholders can expect us to become perhaps a bit narrower in terms of focus, but certainly deeper in some of these markets.
And in general, do the targets look similar to you financially in terms of growth and profitability?
They vary. To be honest, these are reasonably small businesses that we are that we're engaging with right now. Businesses that are at or below our size range. I would say the, you know, $10 to $50 million broad range would cover it. These are typically businesses that we would compete with, in some respects, and probably have product offerings that are would be, even though we compete with them, probably are more complementary than competitive, but certainly they would have market share close to where they're domiciled, which would be attractive to us.
Okay, that's helpful. Thanks. That's all my questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick. Sorry, it was Mac. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. And at this time, we have no additional questions.
Good. Well, operator, then I think we'll wrap up the call. I do appreciate all of those who took time to hear about our fourth quarter and 2014 full year, and I do appreciate the questions that came from the analysts. Thanks very much. Operator, we'll wrap it up.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. If you have any further questions, please call our Comenna Investor Relations toll-free number at 1-877-255-8483. Thank you for participating. Please disconnect.